You're now listening to the English news of Cần Thơ Radio and Television Station. Party General Secretary Tô Lâm attended the launch of the 2025 Spring Tree Planting Festival in the northern province of Ninh Bình on January 31st morning, urging the locality to set an exemplary standard for green, harmonious and sustainable growth. His appeal sparked a nationwide movement, enthusiastically embraced by people from all walks of life. The Lunar New Year 1960 marked the first nationwide response to his call, and since then, the festival has become an annual tradition celebrated by the entire party, people and army. Kazakhstan national flag carrier Air Astana will operate flights from Almaty and Astana cities of the Central Asian nation to the resort city of Nha Trang in Vietnam's south central province of Khánh Hòa from March, according to the airline press service. With the arrival of the spring-summer season, Air Astana will replace its Phú Quốc route with services to Nha Trang. Flights from Almaty to Nha Trang will commence from March 30 and will operate on Tuesdays, Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays. From Astana, flights will begin on March 31st and will run on Mondays, Thursday, and Saturdays. Apartments in the capital city Hanoi have gained in popularity in recent years as a sort of rental income and a reliable safe haven for people who seek shelter from inflation, said property experts and industry insiders. Several key legislative advancements have laid the groundwork for the market, including important laws such as the Law on Real Estate Businesses, the Land Law and Housing Law, which were approved ahead of schedule in 2024. Additionally, the city's master plan for 2021-2030, with a vision to 2050, offers more detailed guidelines for urban development, allowing people to better navigate the market. A mâm ngũ quả of five fruit tree is indispensable for each Vietnamese family, is among the numerous offerings that are required to decorate essential altars during the traditional Lunar New Year festival. The tree symbolizes the wholeheartedness and gratitude of present generation towards their ancestors and the journey of the land during death. Like other popular rituals, the preparations of a five-fruit tree for death has become an established convention. During the few days just before death, the Vietnamese begin to buy the necessary fruits for this purpose. A five-fruit tree is usually composed of a hand of green bananas, a ripe pomelo, oranges, persimmons, sapodilla plums, a bunch of kumquat, and in recent years, one can add mangoes and grapes from southern Vietnam, or apples and pears from China. Although it is called a five-fruit tree, it does not necessarily contain exactly five kinds of fruit. Giving away lucky money is a traditional Lunar New Year custom through which Vietnamese people exchange the best wishes with one another, hoping for a year of peace and good luck. Lucky money giveaway is a long-standing practice that represents Mừng Tuổi or Lì Xì, literally mean congratulations on a new age. According to the book Vietnam Phong Tục, Vietnamese Customs, after worshipping ancestor, descendants offer lucky money and bow twice to their grandparents and parents. In return, the seniors also give several coins as lucky money to their children. In the country, lucky money giveaway is a custom at the start of the Lunar New Year. People often put money in a red envelope, which is meant to pray for good luck and drive away evil spirits. The practice is also intended to wish small children good growth and learning success from the elderly, longevity and good health. Given its meaning, lucky money giveaway has long been a cultural identity of Vietnamese people once that arrives. As the vibrant colors of the Lunar New Year sweep across Vietnam, the festive spirit is not confined to the Vietnamese alone. Foreign entrepreneurs, tourists, and students are irresistibly drawn to this traditional holiday. The allure of death has also caught the attention of European travelers, with a considerable number from Poland showing keen interest. Poland's cold winter makes Vietnam warm beaches, mouth-watering cuisine and diverse cultural experiences particularly appealing. The period from October to March sees a surge in Polish visitors eager to escape the chill back home. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.